Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining me this morning is Cynthia McAndrews. Cynthia is the race director for the Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk Tyler, coming up on September 7th, which is a Saturday, with prelims on September the 6th, under the auspices of an organization based in Virginia known as Zero, the End of Prostate Cancer. And with all that said, and I hope not too many words, good morning, Cynthia. Great to have you with us again. You joined us last year. Nice to have you back.
Thank you, John. I so much appreciate being here.
Don't forget, InFocus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. InFocus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Before we get started today, a quick correction to last week's show, which was on mental health issues. We mistakenly told you the Peace of Mind Conference, October 4th, is free. It is not. There are, in fact, charges of $20 for general admission, $10 for students, and $30 with continuing education units. Again, the October 4th Peace of Mind Conference in Tyler does have admission charges, and our apologies for any inconvenience. Back to prostate cancer. Cynthia, I remember from our visit last year, you have a personal stake in this. Would you care to tell us your personal story or your husband's personal story about how you got involved in prostate cancer awareness, education, and all of those things, basically with regard to hopefully eliminating prostate cancer at some point?
Yes. So my husband, Dr. Jim McAndrew, is a prostate cancer survivor as of 2.5 years ago. He does have a family history. His dad had prostate cancer at age 72, and Jim was diagnosed at age 55, which is quite young to have prostate cancer. So anyway, I was passionate about it before then because of my father-in-law, but it became extremely personal 2.5 years ago. And Jim underwent a radical prostatectomy in January of 2017. And he is doing fantastic and back to all of his normal activities and a great lifestyle. So we are very thankful.
And Jim is also with Urology Tyler, which again is the host organization for this event. And I'll briefly share my story. I too am a prostate cancer survivor. I had surgery in 2006, and I'm getting along quite well myself, thank you.
Awesome.
So that's kind of a personal story and a bit of a disclaimer too. I do have a personal stake in this, and I personally am very, very glad that you are continuing to do it. We're going to get into a lot today because there is so much going on September 6th and 7th in Tyler with regard to the Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk. And we also want to make sure that people at least get some of the basics as far as being educated about prostate cancer, what it is, what they can do, and how they can become more involved in the effort to eliminate prostate cancer. First of all, though, the activities September 6th and September 7th. On September 6th, you have a breakfast, and on September 7th, it's the actual Prostate Cancer Run Walk. Everything happens at the Village at Cumberland Park, and the event hub is the Hampton Inn, right there on site of the Village at Cumberland Park in South Tyler. But let's get some of the basics out of the way first. You're looking for a lot of money in Tyler, and this, of course, one of many races happening around the country. To date, you've raised, what, almost $95,000?
Yes, we have, and Tyler is an extremely generous community, so thank you to everybody who has donated and helped make this event happen.
And your goal is quite a bit more than that, but you're getting there, right?
We are getting there. Our goal is $120,000. That is pretty optimistic, but we're just going to keep on aiming in that direction. And we would love to have 1,000 participants out there. We're looking for 900 runners and walkers and 100 volunteers.
All right. All events and activities, again, in the Village at Cumberland Park on September 6th and September 7th. Let's go through some of the nuts and bolts here. Registration for the Run Walk and Survivor Breakfast. You can do that at www.zeroprostatecancerrun.org/Tyler. That's zeroprostatecancerrun.org/Tyler. And if they have any problems registering, I understand they can get in touch with you, Cynthia. Your email address, cynthia.jcmcandrew@gmail.com, or they can call you, 903-530-1603, just in case that makes it simpler. Did I get all that right?
Yes, that is correct. And some people we know are not on the internet, and that's why I'm just putting my personal information out there, because we really want everybody who is a prostate cancer survivor or a family of a prostate cancer survivor or even a friend to come and show up and participate.
And I might add that all this information, or at least the important information, and I believe some of the links that you'll need, you can find on the KTBB.com calendar of events. That's on the KTBB.com website, so just in case that helps. Cost to register. You have several levels of cost, I understand.
Yes, we do. And right now, just through the end of the month, we have a discount code. It is 1, just the number 1, month, all capitals. So it's 1, M-O-N-T-H, and you just put that in the discount code line. But veterans and first responders and survivors are $20. Now, for those races, that does not, the discount code does not apply. The Kids Dash for Dads is $15, and that is for all children 8 and under. But those kids, if they are runners and walkers and want to walk with their parents in the main event, they are welcome to do that as well. We also have a 5K race, which is $30, but you can get that $5 off with our discount code 1 month. The 1 mile is $20, and each participant is going to receive a swag bag and a t-shirt. And we also have some fun coupons, giveaways from our sponsors and vendors, along with some educational information. And we really hope to give every single volunteer a swag bag too, along with their volunteer t-shirt.
And we're talking basically about the main event here. We don't want to leave out, by any stretch of the imagination, the Survivor Breakfast, which is going to be the day before at the same location. And we're going to get into more details about all of that as we move through the show this morning. Right now, reminding you that we are talking to Cynthia McAndrew on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Cynthia is the race director for the Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk Tyler under the auspices of the national organization Zero, the End of Prostate Cancer. It's all coming up September 6th and September 7th. Education now, and awareness and support and research, patient funding. We're going into the part of the show where we talk about the reasons that you're doing this. The first thing that I think you did last year and that you're doing again this year on the show is right at the top of the list under education, know your PSA by what age?
All right, knowing your PSA, men, is a key factor. If you have a family history of prostate cancer, you need to know your PSA number by the age of 40. If you do not have a family history, we recommend the age of 50. I need to give a medical disclaimer, though. I am not a medical professional.
Right.
So it is extremely important for you all to talk to your family practice doctor or to your urologist about this if you have questions. I'm giving you my personal story and the things that I know.
Okay, that's fair enough. Prostate-specific antigen is what PSA stands for, by the way, in case anyone needs to know. And from my own experience and from just what I've picked up over the years, that is basically the first thing that I think probably the first test you're going to take. And I found out about my condition through a routine annual physical. And your doctor will explain that to you, though. By including, in my case, a PSA test in my annual physical, I was able to find out that I did have early stage prostate cancer, and I was able to take care of it. So again, know your PSA by age 50 with no family history, age 40 with family history.
Yes, however, African-American men are twice as likely to get prostate cancer and twice as likely to die from prostate cancer. So for African-American men, we also do recommend to get your PSA checked at age 40. It is just a simple blood test, and we are offering free PSA screenings on September 6th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Hampton Inn at Village at Cumberland Park. That is open to the entire public. That is not just for race participants and volunteers. That is for our Tyler community, and we are thrilled that Urology Tyler is willing to do that, and that's what some of our funds that we raise go to, doing the free prostate cancer screenings.
Okay. I also want to bring to your attention, we gave you the website for the Zero Prostate Cancer Run a few minutes ago. We also want to draw your attention to www.zerocancer.org, which is the website for the national organization that arranges all of these different events around the country. And there's a lot of information on there that I certainly encourage everybody to look up. One of the things that you'll find is a basic definition of prostate cancer, which is a cancer that starts in the prostate being a small walnut-shaped gland in the male reproductive system. It's the most commonly diagnosed cancer in men after skin cancer, and when diagnosed at an early stage, it can usually be treated successfully. Beyond that, anything you wanted to add under the general category of education?
On the general category of education is know your risk factors. Age. Almost all prostate cancers occur in men ages 50 or over. However, we do have a number of men here in Tyler who are battling this disease who are in their early 40s, and they're really one of the main reasons I stay extremely motivated about this, because I care about people and I care about those men, and we really want to help them beat this disease. So another factor that y'all need to know is about race, that African American men are 1.7 times more likely to be diagnosed with prostate cancer and 2.3 times more likely to die from the disease. Family history is another key component, father, brother, or a son. On our family history, I'm just going to tell you what we are doing with our family for early detection, because since we have such personal experience with it, it is recommended at age 40 that, you know, like our son, we have a son, so he is at high risk for prostate cancer, and absolutely for sure he will get his PSA checked at age 40. But we have been talking about just getting a baseline, like a woman does a baseline mammogram. We've thought about doing a baseline PSA screening for him at age 35. Now, most doctors and medical professionals and everybody would think we were crazy, but you know what? It's personal to us, and this is our family. Mm-hmm. So that is really what we're doing. So I'm just telling people that, because a lot of times they say, what would you do if you were in my situation?
Right.
And I'm just going to say, that's what we're doing.
Okay. Talking to Cynthia McAndrew, race director for the Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk Tyler, coming up September 7th with prelims on September 6th at the Village at Cumberland Park under the auspices of the organization Zero the End of Prostate Cancer, which pretty much says it all right there. They're actually trying to eliminate this thing. A lot of work involved with that, but that's the goal. I'm John Sims, and this is In Focus. A couple of websites you'll need to know about, or it'll be helpful for you to know about: www.zeroprostatecancerrun.org/Tyler, and you can get in touch with Cynthia for more information, jcmcandrew@gmail.com, or you can call her at 903-530-1603. National organization website, www.zerocancer.org. Anything else on education, Cynthia, or are we ready to move into the awareness, support, and research and patient funding categories?
Well, some of the things about education are typical to all cancers, which we're all about ending cancer altogether, which I wish we could do, and we hope we can do one day. But remember that your diet is an important factor in your health. Eating large amounts of animal fat can increase the risk. Eating just poorly, so make sure you're eating a healthy diet full of fruits and vegetables. And chemicals, also exposure to Agent Orange and other pesticides are things that can cause cancers. And genes, your genetic family history is another key thing. So just pay attention to your own health. It's a gift that you can give to your family.
Okay. Education and awareness. Those kind of dovetail with each other, at least the way I read the dictionary. Anything else you wanted to share about just general awareness, or have we pretty much covered the basics on that?
Pretty much awareness. Paying attention is key. And the other interesting thing that I kind of laugh about sometimes, though, is because they talk about sleep in young men between the ages of 21 and 28. I think those are the ages that they say that getting 8 hours of sleep is extremely important to cancer prevention. So I'm those moms out there who get frustrated sometimes with those young 20s sleeping a lot and all that.
Yeah.
It is good for their health, so we all need to chill a little bit about it.
Okay. What about support? I understand a number of support and mechanisms available. You can find out more about this, I believe, on the ZeroCancer.org website, but can you share some of the basics with us on that?
Yes, this is one of the reasons why my husband and I appreciate Zero so much. They are able to do some things nationally for people across the nation that are not available here in Tyler, Texas. And they are starting patient programs. They have a Zero 360, which is comprehensive patient support. They are open on, you know, Mondays and Tuesdays and Fridays. All that information is on the website. They also have Prostate Cancer Support Network. They have peer support. There's newly diagnosed toolkits, educational materials, and things like that. So I appreciate the work that they're doing and that they are available to the men here in Tyler as well. They're just a phone call away or checking on the internet.
Okay. Cynthia McAndrew, our guest this morning on In Focus, race director of the Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk Tyler. I'm John Sims. And what about research? And, you know, again, with the caveat that you are not a medical professional, although you are married to one, I know you can give us a few basics about what's happening with the research piece.
Okay, well, one of the things that the funding goes to that we're raising funds for is the people at Zero and other prostate cancer survivors and family members go up to Washington, D.C. every February, and there is a prostate cancer summit, and they try to knock on congressmen's doors and senators' doors just to raise awareness and get the word out. It is a good way because those congressmen and senators are the ones that vote for the prostate cancer research funding to be continued, and they are being successful at that, and each year they are preserving funds for us. So I'm thankful for that work that they're doing as well. And those are research dollars that are helping develop drugs, protocols, figuring out what are things that men can do to prevent prostate cancer, those types of things.
Okay, and it's important to note, if it's not already obvious, that this is why you're trying to raise all this money, and you have $95,000 so far. So people can do more, at least in large part, do more research. And we're talking about research with regard to detection, drugs, and ways to prevent and alleviate prostate cancer, ways to ultimately eliminate it if we ever reach that blessed day when that should actually occur. That's what the research money goes for. That's why you're doing the big event September 6th and September 7th, right?
Yes. And the other thing that we really love about Zero is that they allow a lot of the funds to come back to Tyler.
Oh, okay.
So we have donated really over $130,000 to Bethesda Health Clinic to help men here in our local East Texas. Well, it has to be in Smith County. That's Bethesda serves the population in Smith County.
Okay. Now, what about patient funding? I know you have a few things to say about that.
Well, patient funding is through this Zero 360. There are foundations and funds available for men who do not have the financial resources, and they can help in a number of ways. And I have never gotten to talk directly to Zero 360 about all that they do, but I know that they are helping men across the nation, and that is part of what our funding goes to as well, is to help people find funds to battle this disease.
Okay. Talking to Cynthia McAndrew, race director of the Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk Tyler, under the auspices of the organization Zero, the End of Prostate Cancer. www.zerocancer.org is the website for the national organization. You can also go to www.zeroprostatecancerrun.org/Tyler, email Cynthia at cynthia.jcmcandrew@gmail.com, or call her directly at 903-530-1603. If it's easier for you, you can just Google Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk Tyler, or check out the information on the KTBB.com calendar of events. Certainly invite you to do that. Let's get back to the events coming up on September 6th and 7th. Now, they are hosted by Urology Tyler. We talked about that earlier. A little bit about the local presenting sponsor and some of the other things people need to know.
Yes, our local presenting sponsor is the University of Texas Health East Texas Cancer Institute, and we are thrilled to have them. They are being a tremendous help to us in getting the word out and helping us with volunteers. So we're thrilled to have them on board with us, and they are going to be there at the Survivor Breakfast as well, and they will be present at the event on September 7th.
Okay. And the national presenting partner is?
Yes, our national presenting partner is AbbVie. It's a pharmaceutical company that does some work with prostate cancer and specific medicines that help with prostate cancer. And they are a tremendous organization, and we appreciate their support as well. And we appreciate that Village at Cumberland Park has opened their shopping center to us. They've also donated to our event. So we're thrilled about that, and that's where all of our activities will occur.
Okay. Moving on to those activities and going into some more details we promised earlier in the show, it all begins with a Survivor Breakfast Friday morning, September 6th. Where's that going to be, and when does it start, and when does it wrap up?
Okay, our Survivor Breakfast is Friday morning, September 6th from 8 to 10 a.m. at FD's Grill House in, again, the Village at Cumberland Park. And FD's is so gracious to open their restaurant for us for this breakfast. And they open their entire restaurant, and they don't normally serve breakfast. And their staff and their cooks do all the work, and they donate that for us. So we are grateful for that. And that is one of Jim and my favorite activities, because the men and their loved ones who get to come to the breakfast, they just get to see the support. And sometimes there's a man there who is diagnosed 2 days ago and a man who is a 22 or 23 year survivor. So it's a time for men to be encouraged and just see that they are not alone. And they have a lovely breakfast with a guest, and they can sign up for it at the zeroprostatecancerrun.org/Tyler. And it is a free event to all prostate cancer survivors. You do not have to be a patient of Urology Tyler. You don't have to be a patient of UT Health East Texas. Whoever your doctor is, if you're battling prostate cancer from wherever, if you're visiting Tyler and you've had prostate cancer, you are welcome to come. This is just a time to celebrate life, to support you, to encourage you, and to have a good time together.
Okay. Now, that early packet pickup follows the Survivor Breakfast. That'll be Friday, September 6th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Hampton Inn, which is the event hub. And then something I know you really want to push, free PSA screenings, Friday, September 6th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Hampton Inn. Talk a little bit about that, and let's try and get some folks out there for it. It might save their lives.
That would be great. Yes, we are going to have free PSA screenings in one of the conference rooms there. It's a little private area, and you just go back there, and there will be nurses there to draw your blood. And then once it's drawn, it will be taken to Urology Tyler. They will spin it down, figure out what the results are. And if you have an elevated PSA, you will be notified by my husband, Dr. McAndrew.
Uh-huh.
But he will recommend that you visit your family practice doctor or your personal urologist. This is just a service that he's offering because, honestly, he's my husband, I know, but he's a super caring person.
Yeah, okay. Well, we don't mind that little editorial comment. Talking to Cynthia McAndrew, race director of the Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk Tyler, September 7th with prelims on September 6th. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Getting down not terribly close to the end of the show, but heading in that direction. And I'm just going to briefly mention some of the other bells and whistles that you have. Bicycle raffle tickets in honor of and in memory of Bibs for Race Day. Yard signs for those who have raised more than $250. And then a volunteer rally from 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday, where you get assignments, details about assignments, and volunteer t-shirts. And then you get a bright orange safety vest for your course monitors, courtesy of Gander Outdoors. And then you'll start setting up tents in your expo area late Friday afternoon. I'm going through that pretty quickly because we want to focus on what is actually happening on the big day, September 7th. And I believe that starts at 7 a.m. with race day registration and packet pickup.
That is correct. You can come on Saturday morning and sign up and get your packet pickup. And come out and join all the fun. We have a great expo area with lots of vendors and sponsors that you won't want to miss. We have the Bookworms coming out. The Dairy Queen Cone is coming out. UT Health East Texas is sending Andy the Ambulance out. So
Andy the Ambulance, that sounds pretty special.
Yeah, so we're excited to have all these fun people out there, and we're hoping that they'll run with the kids and the kids dash if they can. So that'll be a fun sight to see. And we will continue with our bicycle raffle ticket sales on that day. Dr. Gary and Lisa Gross are responsible for this, and we have gotten two adult bicycles donated from Gander Outdoors. They are lovely bicycles. And we have 4 children's bicycles that were donated by Walmart. Those tickets can be purchased the day of the event. And for the adult bicycles, it's $10 per ticket. And for the children's bikes, it's $5 per ticket. And you can choose specifically which bike you want to try to enter the raffle with. So we're thrilled about that, and we thank the Grosses for their efforts there.
Mm-hmm. I know that Dr. Gross has been involved with cancer-fighting causes for many, many years. I interviewed him over 20 years ago when I was actually working for another radio station. So,
and he's actually a prostate cancer survivor as well. And
I believe I've heard that.
He is like 18 years out, mm-hmm. So we are grateful for that.
Great guy to have
Great
on
result.
Board.
Great result. Yes, it is.
You bet. I see the Boy Scouts are involved in this. Always good to have that support. There's an expo area with vendors and sponsors, and you tell us that folks who come will not want to miss that.
No, you're not going to want to miss that. So sign up to participate. Sign up to volunteer. You will have pizza from Rotolo's. You'll have treats from Abuelo's, from Piata's, from Zoe's Kitchen, Ooh. From Jason's Deli, from Panera, from Smoothie King's going to be there. So you are not going to want to miss out on the – oh, and Hospitality ER is going to have their ice cream truck there. So we just have – it's really going to be a great party.
Well, I can tell just by listening to you. Just kind of briefly going through some of the other important things. Warm-up is from 8:45 to 9 a.m. Opening ceremonies at 9. The actual walk takes place from, what are the actual hours of the walk?
Okay, so we are going to have our opening ceremonies, and we are going to have a survivor ceremony, and all survivors will receive a Zero's Heroes hat to wear, and their significant other will have a caregiver sash if they choose to wear that during the run walk. So we will first kick it off with the kids' superhero dash for dads at 9:20, and that's for kids ages 8 and under. Following that is our 5K run walk, and we are starting that at 9:30 a.m. And the 1 mile walk for survivors is at 9:40 a.m.
Okay. And the whole thing wraps up about 11, and it'll be wrapped up with a closing and thank you from Dr. McAndrew by about 11 a.m. and then clean up from 11 to 12:30. I guess just about anybody's welcome to join in that if they're not already worn out from everything else.
Yes, we would appreciate any volunteers. We're kind of short this year on volunteers, so if y'all would sign up for that, that would be great, and I promise we'll treat you well.
Okay. So much to talk about. Raffle, awards, closing ceremonies. Actually, closing ceremonies at 10:30 a.m. The whole thing will wrap up around 11 o'clock in the morning. You've got everything here. You've got a warrior song. You've got announcements of the top finishers, the survivor top 3 finishers, the men top 3 finishers, the women top 3 finishers. It doesn't look as though you've left too much out of this whole event. Again, let's go over some of the basics as we get down close to the end of the show now. Survivor breakfast is Friday morning, September 6th, from 8 to 10 a.m. at FD's Grillhouse. All of this happening in the Village at Cumberland Park. You have those free PSA screenings Friday, September 6th, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Hampton Inn. Early packet pickup for the September event, September 6th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., also at the Hampton Inn. Just a lot of things like bicycle raffle tickets in honor of, in memory of Bibbs for race day. There's a volunteer rally. There is just so much going on, and I wish we had time to go through it in vivid detail, but we can give you the website to go to for more information, www.zeroprostatecancerrun.org/Tyler. Email Cynthia, our guest this morning, at cynthia.jcmcandrew@gmail.com. Then you can call her direct also at 903-530-1603. Registration costs are quite reasonable, ranging from $20 to $25, so it's all good. We are just about ready to wrap up the show now, though. Cynthia McAndrew, the race director for Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk Tyler, has been our guest this morning on In Focus. And Cynthia, just best of luck with everything. This is a very worthy cause. You've raised almost $95,000, going for $120,000. Soldier on. Keep doing those good things.
Thank you, John. And I guess the main points I would want to get across is men.
Men are the only ones who are affected by this disease, right? Cynthia McAndrew, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us. And we'll see you again next week on In Focus.